All right, Pat. So we wrap with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. You can find Royce Unchained also. Go check out that podcast feed, scorenorth.com, Apple, Spotify, where you can find Royce Unchained, Royce on Baseball, and also Monday Night Sports Talk. So what were the odds on May 12th? If you go back to like beginning of spring training, hey, on May 12th, Joel Sherman is going to be reporting that Jay Happ and Michael Pineda could soon be traded to the Yankees because the Twins are off to such a dumpster fire start.
I did not see that, but I'm not surprised if that's the case. I think we've been predicting that these guys are not going to, if they think they're out of it, and they are, they're gonna move guys. I think they either want to be bad or good, don't you? And they aren't good, so they might as well be bad. Now that seems a little early. But if Happ doesn't actually start tonight, if they go with somebody else, that would be a sign. But I'm sure Happ will pitch. But
I think it's down, we're looking probably down the road further.
Are the Yankees in that much trouble for starting pitching? I mean, they are they in that
so.
Much trouble?
Yeah, I think so.
But who are you going to get? Give me. You can't get that Diego Herman. He's got a good young arm, but he's also got the bad domestic abuse case. So you wouldn't want that on your resume around here. I don't know but if they want to give me a couple live arms, heck yes, let's go, because this isn't going to work, ladies and gentlemen. This is not going to happen. I'm starting to feel sorry for Rocco, because in the Zoom era, he's about the only access you get after a game, right? So he has to come out and say the same horse dung after every game. He can't come out and say, boy, we stink. We got no chance. And you can't get in the clubhouse to talk to the people responsible. Last night they got Maeda because of the Japanese reporters. And the story became, oh, goody, he pitched good the last three innings. He was so god-awful the first two innings.
Yes.
He got out of the first with a line drive, basically, and he had nothing to start with. It was brutal, and, that does not become the story, because, you can't go to the clubhouse and ask the catcher, how come that, boy, he couldn't hit his spot with a radar, for God's sakes, and It's brutal to so all you get is Rocco's pablum after every game, and that I feel sorry for him having to say stuff that he absolutely does not believe, but that's the way it is.
Boys, 2021 Twins encapsulated now by this play: Kyle Garlick diving for a ball and flying past it, Polanco going to pick it up and falling down, and Kepler standing there like, "What the hell is going on here?" That's the 2021 Twins.
Dick and Roy did not make a big enough deal out of that either last night, that we were watching the Bowery Boys in right field. Abbott and Costello, yes, meet the Frankenstein monster. It was unbelievable. These guys were rolling around. Now, I feel bad that I let Suhan flip columns with me so that I didn't do the Saints opener last night. That would have been fun. That would have been. Because, of course, I was in St. Paul for many years when we were the small, miserable stepchildren. And Minneapolis did everything they could to, belittle us over there in St. Paul. And the one I always remember is the World Trade Building that they were going to open up. And this was going to bring international economy to St. Paul. And man alive, we were so lucky to get this, while Minneapolis had to settle for all the stadiums and everything else and improved convention center. And, of course, the World Trade Center, about 2 years later, they were selling shoes there. And I would have written this as the greatest indignity of all the indignities that St. Paul has suffered at the hands of their larger neighbor, getting them, stealing their stadium from the very successful, fun-loving Saints to an outfit that after six innings trailed 11-0 and had not had a hit. did not have a hit yet. It was sitting there like a great big goose on a Christmas platter to belittle the hell out of this opening effort. God almighty, what a way to start. Don't worry, folks. All you people who came to watch this independent baseball with the pig, now the pigs are actually in the field.
Are you firing Toby Gardenhire before the next game, or are you going to give him one?
No, but it was just so perfect. It was so perfect because there's skepticism over there. I'm sure they won't get beat 11-1 every night, but, you know, what are they going to look like if they trade Pineda and Happ? That means the Dobber. By the way, 5-year contract, Randy Dobnik started last night and gave up 6 runs for the Saints. What got into them? What got into them to give him a deal?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a terrible deal, but he doesn't miss it. He doesn't miss any bad. Isn't he just sort of Nick Blackburn 10 years later?
No, not nearly as good as Nick Blackburn. But you know, what the fact of the matter is, he was great in spring training until they announced the contract. Since then, he hasn't gotten anybody out anywhere. He's got a half a year of service time. What is the urgency to give him anything but the minimum contract? I don't understand that. These guys. Yeah,
As of right now, is it fair to say though that Randy Dobnak, in terms of starting pitchers, is like the one example of someone that's come up, like a younger guy that's come up, and he was off the grid, you know, he wasn't highly touted.
No.
He's the example to this point.
He was signed by my friend Billy Milas, the Chicago scout, who has now been put in charge of independent baseball for the Twins. He goes out and tries to find these guys. He was playing in a 4-team league in suburban Detroit that they play all their games in the same stadium. They basically give them different names, but the American Association with the Saints in it was like big league baseball, and this was like rookie league as far as where it was in the pecking order, independent ball. And you know, he was fun to watch there for a while. But when you look back at Twins history, you remember Brian Dunsing starting in Yankee Stadium, right? And saying, wow, what was that?
I think
that has now been replaced. I mean, in the playoffs, Dunsing started a playoff game there. This team had Randy Dobnik start a playoff game in Yankee Stadium, and we're still curious as to how they could possibly get swept by the Yankees, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I think, Pat, that's when the baseball god said, if you're going to do that, we're going to do it.
That's right.
If you're going to start, like if you're going to flaunt that one in our face, the baseball god's going to catch up to you quick.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, man, it's I really do think that they look and they know. I mean, no matter what Rocco's saying, they look at – did you see the guys the Whiteys were bringing out of the bullpen last night compared to what we bring out? You know, they got some lefty who's like their third-string lefty who throws 98, 97, and, you know. And then they got that bummer pitching to the bummers. It was great. So
great.
Well,
they also just like the Twins. This is not going to be a scientific take, but the Twins just look like a bunch of dead asses. There's no life. There's no. I know that losing Ohtani now, but there's no life. There's no chemistry. There's nothing. They're just going through the motions. They're dead. They look honestly. I'm not reporting this. They look like a team that doesn't like each other to me. Having been around enough clubhouses, they look like a team that doesn't like each other.
When they had Logan Morrison and Lynn that year, and they spent the entire time bitching about how they didn't get the money they deserved. And, Maybe that was going on in the clubhouse. I don't know. It's It's hard to say when you're not hitting, you all look like a dead ass team, right? I mean, but really, who's? I mean, Nelson Cruz is the same guy, but it's, you know, you can only pick up Williams Astudillo in the air once, and then have that be a sign of leadership, right? So I don't know. It does. I think they're shocked that they've all realized that, you know, we stink. And Simmons will be gone, and I wouldn't be, you know, I don't, who's not gone, really? If somebody wants somebody, they can have them. They can't have the third baseman because nobody will pay that money. I think they're all moving. Very interesting yesterday, by the way, Sano not in the lineup, right?
Yes.
It was his birthday, yes. I said his birthday present was he didn't have to face Dylan Cease, who, by the way, looked unhittable the first inning and then got shaky. But, man, that guy's got good stuff.
Good.
Oh, yes, he is.
Take him as a number five.
But the best part is, guys, the only good part about this is if you have cable, watching what Bally's Sports North is going to do on the postgame. Coming up after a 9-3 loss, Jorge Polanco is finding his stroke.
I meant to write that one down.
Oh, poor Lods.
There was one last year that they had. I mean, they got beat 14-2 or something, and it was like Polanco gets hot or something
My favorite one ever is they almost got. This is like. This might have been the 2011 or 12 season, like when the wheels were totally off, and they almost got no hit. I think it was a complete game, like 15 strikeout performance in Seattle by Felix Hernandez. Yeah. And you know they had like the hey, coming up next on Quest Twins Live, and it was Jason Kubel stays hot. He like doubled in the eighth inning or something. Like,
oh yeah,
like 9-9.
That's a hard way to go through life, man. That's a hard way to go through life. Putting lipstick on a pig every night is not easy. That's for sure.
All right,
At least we have the Saints to embrace. Yay! Amen. What a baseball season! Anybody know where there's a good American Legion team? God Almighty! Is this
all right, Pat, we'll talk to you later this week.
See ya. Goodbye.
All right, that's Rapping with Bricey here on Mackie and Judd.